Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Berlinale. Today I'm in company of Leonor Ekstrand, the protagonist of The Real Estate by Axel Pedersen and Måns Månsson.
First of all, that's your... You had already worked with both the directors, so
yes.
I told them there's no film. My feeling was there's no The Real Estate without Leonor. I mean, I even tried to picture, you know, because when there's a good film, Americans just want to remake it. But there, in my mind, there's no actresses, American actresses, or that could do your part, because it's incredible. You did such an amazing job that nobody could ever replace you. So did you feel this responsibility that the film was totally on you, about you?
I had the responsibility, of course, but it's not so hard when you know the directors so well, and I rely on them completely. Whatever they told me to do, I did it. You know,
how would you describe your character?
She was probably quite normal woman who came back to Stockholm to collect her money that she had inherited from her father. And the money was the building, of course. And little by little, she realized that this is a ruin. And this is not what she expected. And then she was, you know, she had this awful brother and his son. And she was very alone. She had no one really to talk to, because she had been abroad for so long. So she had no friends. The only one she had was this lawyer, her father's lawyer. And that's not enough. And she became more and more alone and more desperate. And finally, she realized, if something should happen, I have to do it myself.
Would you define her as an heroine or an anti-heroine?
Anti-heroine, whatever that means. What is it? I don't know that word. I've never heard that word before. But she's not a heroine. But she's desperately working to, you know, be able to go back and to have some money. I mean, she hasn't been working for her entire life. Her father has supported her, and supported her well.
What was your first reaction to the script, to the film? What did you think?
It's hard to tell. You know, it's very hard to tell when you know the person who has written the script or had the idea. You know them so well, so you just rely on, okay, this is probably very good. I don't really understand it right now, but maybe I will understand it later on. And so I did.
Well, was there ever a moment or a scene that you found particularly challenging? Because in my mind, there are a lot of difficult scenes, surreal, grotesque, and sexual scenes. You know, your character is very extreme in so many ways. So I was wondering how it was for you.
Do you know what the hardest was? And I'm not sure that I'm allowed to say it, because it's film secrets. But when I did the sex scene, the sound didn't come out very well. So I had to go into a studio with this huge window into the technicians, yes, and the director, who was standing beside the huge glass window while I was in the studio having an orgasm. That was the hardest part. But I thought that if Meg Ryan can do it, I can do it. Okay?
How do you normally work on a character? Are you the type of actress that needs to... do you think that you should never judge your character and, like, try to get into it? Or you feel... You always feel a distance from it?
I have a distance to the character. And I don't prepare myself. Everyone asks, how do you prepare yourself for the role? I don't. I know my lines, and when I come to the set, they tell me how I feel, what they expect from me that day. And then I go for that. I think that is so much better than if I should have, you know, worked the night before and imagined how I should feel and what I should do and how I should act. And then when I come to set, it's completely different. It's better just to get it and do it.
During your career, I mean, I was talking to the directors, I was saying that it is obviously a case, it has happened that this film comes out in a moment in which actresses are trying to find more and more parts that are really, they are giving like some
strong parts.
I mean, yeah, finally something is moving. But I wanted to know, I was... from your side of things, I was in your...
We started this film before all this Me Too and stuff. So it has nothing to do with that. But it is, now it's very actual. Now it's on time. But we didn't know that when we started. This was just a notion from the directors.
But how has it been for you during your career? Has it been difficult to find, like...
I haven't had any career, really. You know, I came in and did Avalon.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we did... I had done a small another film before, but that was, you know... nothing. No one really saw that it was me. It was the escape from Norway, and I was a Jewish guy escaping in a boat, and later on I was his mother and things like that. It was shown on the Jewish Film Festival in Stockholm. And then I did Avalon, and now I did, and then the Pyramids, and now this one. So I mean, a career, I haven't had a career yet. Maybe I will get one now.
It's the right time after this film, I'm sure. Yeah. But what do you think about this Me Too movement and what is happening?
I think it's very good that women put down their foot and say, hello, enough is enough. But it's also sad that you... I mean, I can hardly say tell a man now, oh, you look fantastic tonight. You know what I mean? And I think that it takes away a little bit of the gender, you know. So... And I loved when I was living in Spain for a few years. And guys were, oh, guapa, and things like that. You know, you feel, yeah, and here I am, you know. I don't want that to stop. But of course I want the women to have more power over themselves.
And that's a good character to start with.
That's a very good character to start with.
We'll be talking to Leonor Ekstrand, protagonist of The Real Estate, screening at the 68th Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.